Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I. Shalom, Rastafari. Good evening. Mellow vibes. Yes, I. Rastafari. Here on the air, we're at the midway of the Shabuah here, the Wednesday for Wednesday Wisma. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 23. Stay tuned for the Midrash as we get into the Hebrew, the ancient Hebrew build on today's daily psalm, Psalm 23. Here, beginning the fifth book of Moshe, fifth and final book of HaTorah. Here we're in the 44th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong for Devarim, the words. But here on the air, let the podcast, the broadcast begin right here.
Salamta Beit Haseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Sing the dark sayings of old. Definite wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hand. Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, or man you will surely fail. Your folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, na na. Upright, for this is the time that will tell, when the righteous one shall stand up strong. For why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, now. Sing the dark sayings of old. Not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands. Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail.
Wednesday podcast.
Salamta, Beit Haseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
And here for the Aliyah day right here. Here the fourth day of the Shavua. Here the fourth Aliyah. Here give ear.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel.
Hear, Shema Israel, hear, give ear right here for the Rabbi'i, Aliyah, the fourth reading and offering up, Aliyah, for this Shabbat Devarim, Sabbath words, the words, these are the words, with Tapkem asher amartem alavaz yihye uwa benekem asher lo yadu hayom toba wa ra'a heima yabo uwa shama wilahema etanenah wilahema yirashuha. Hear, for the Rabbi'i, the fourth offering up Aliyah reading for this Shabbat Devarim. Here picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 1, here at verse 39, for the Rabbi'i Aliyah. Moreover, your little ones, which y'all said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good or evil, they shall go in thither, and to them will I give her, and they shall possess it, But as for you, turn you and take your journey into the Midbar, into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, the Etera Bahir, the Eritrean Sea. Then ye y'all answered and said to I, we, I and I have sinned, have up against the Yahweh Jehovah. We will go up and fight according to all that Yahweh Eloheinu, that Jehovah, I and I Elohim, commanded us. And when ye y'all had girded on every man his weapons of war, ye y'all were ready to go up into the hill. And Yahweh Jehovah said to I, say to them, go not up, Aliyah, not up, go not up, neither fight. For I am not among you, lest ye all be smitten before your enemies. So I spake to you, and ye all would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh of Jehovah, and went presumptuously up into the hill. And the Amorites, which dwelt in that mountain, came out against you and chased you as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir, even to Hormah. And ye all returned and wept lifnei Yahweh before Jehovah. But Jehovah would not hearken to your voice, your vocal, nor give ear to you. So ye all abode in Kadesh many days, according to the days that ye all abode there. Shema Yisrael, Rastafari Hoy, Shema, hear. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, chapter 2. The wanderings and conflicts of the wilderness
of the Midbar. Then we, I and I, turned and took our I and I journey into the wilderness by the way of the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, Etara Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, as Jehovah spake to I. And we, I and I, compassed Mount Seir many, many, day, 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 day.
Israel, 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 daylight come and me wan go.
Love John is, you know.
Yeah.
It's a light and a salvation. So shall I fear no one.
Just to know, just to know.
Whoa, whoa, yeah.
Once was a wandering sheep. Roaming ghetto street with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. Once I was a lost soul with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now. Rastafari,
I rise again.
Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick us off for a while in doubt. Give to my nephew and proper man. Once there was a wandering sheep. Roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now. Rastafari,
I rise again.
Once there was a lost soul. With no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now. Rastafari,
I rise again.
Listen. Jamaica, judge of all my foolery, and of him I've got to learn. Kindness is raindrops, of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto street with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari,
I rise again.
Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari,
I rise again.
Now I'm up and riding, riding in tranquility. Gain my stability from the Almighty. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto street, you know, place to see. Judge I know now, Rastafari,
I
rise again. Once there was a lost soul. With no place to shelter from the cold. And the judge I know now, Rastafari,
I rise again.
Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick up for a while it sounds. Give to my husband and it's got a plan. Bravo man. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. When I judge I know now, Rastafari,
I rise again.
Once there was a lost soul with no place to shelter from the cold. When I judge I know now, Rastafari,
I
rise again. Jamaica, judge of all my fooling, and I feel I've got to learn. Finally the raindrops, of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto street with no place to sleep. When a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to
nations are from the pool and the judge I know now. Rastafari, rise again.
Yes, yes, yes. Mickey Silk sound a lot like Garnet, St. Garnet Silk, Mickey Silk right here with Wandering Sheep. Whole generation, we have a whole generation here, in this Torah reading and feeding here. We're in Deuteronomy, Devarim, repetition of the law, the Mishnah HaTorah, right here, Wandering Sheep. Relation of, I don't know exact relationship, but the voice right there. We had Nikki Silk right there, Wandering Sheep, and then a whole generation here. We have a whole generation, a testimony of an entire generation wandering for 40 years, And today's daily psalm right here is Psalm 23. Yahuwah Jehovah Zionai Shepherd. Think on it.
Shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. When the wicked come upon us to eat our flesh, they stumble and fall. Conquering lion, the ruler of them all. Now God itself, come deal with them, kiss me, boy.
Rastafari, I never say die. Jah, run music.
Oh Lord, hear my cry. Oh, joy in my cry. Whoa, yeah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. No. Behold, the lion has come. Behold, lion has come. Our Father was in Zion.
Psalm 23, stay tuned. Conquering
in zero something. The lion is a rubber dog soldier. And tonight you're going to pin on another step on his shoulder. Because we've been killing it, dealing with them baby. So all of the conquering lion crew, all the girls, them.
I know when you've made so much noise. This is Carnage Jumper, the original target for the big body movie song called Conquering Lion Song from Mandeville. Original team with Toberman and the crew.
Yes, yes, yes. Cornel Campbell right there. Classic. Cornel Campbell, Conquering Lion sound system right there. It's interesting when we go through the Torah, the reading and feeding in HaTorah. And sometimes with the narrative, especially when you read in the Hebrew, it's almost like a love song, right? You know, it's like a love song. It's like blues sometimes, the relationship. You know, like when you say you're boxing over here, over there, like Yisrael in the wilderness, wandering over here and wandering over there. But here, let's get some basic questions here. The fourth day of the Shabuah, we're going to ride up with some of the basic questions. But first, this ride up the psalm, the evening psalm for the fourth day. We have Psalm 94 right here. Give ear.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Which passages of Scripture should guide our public policy? Should we go with Leviticus, which suggests slavery is okay? Or we could go with Deuteronomy, which suggests stoning your child if he strays from the faith? Or should we just stick to the Sermon on the Mount? A passage that is so radical that it's doubtful that our own Defense Department would survive its application.
Well, Obama, you can go with this right here.
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire.
So right here, let's go through at least 11. We got like 30 basic questions. We go 11 at a time. And then the final, eight questions. So we have like 30 questions in all for this first reading here from the fifth book of Moses, known as Devarim, the words, called Deuteronomy. So you ready? So here. Let's touch on these basic questions for this 44th Torah reading and feeding right here. Question one, what does the word Devarim, the Hebrew word Devarim, what does the word Devarim Some say devarim, mean, harim. Deuteronomy 1 and 1. The word devarim in the Hebrew means words. It's the plural of the word, the Hebrew word dabar, dabar. Ancient pointing dabar, modern Hebrew davar, which means a word or a thing, like a thing, a word, a matter, thing, word or thing. So debarim means the words, as dabar means a word, a thing. As we already mentioned previously, that bamidbar, the wilderness, the word midbar, Hebrew, according to the Hebrew etymology, is from the same root of dabar, a word, a thing, a matter. So in the context of this book here, the fifth book of Moses, right here, the fifth book of the Torah, Deuteronomy, Devarim, it refers to the terms and the conditions of the covenant with Ha Elohim, with Ha Elohim, with Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, as well as to the 10 words called and known as the 10 commandments, the Esaret HaDevarim, the Hebrew, Asartu, Asartuk Alat, in them heart, 10 words. But erroneously translated in the English as 10 commandments, more properly the 10 words. It's one command. The 10, so-called 10 commandments, is one commandment with 10, we say 10 articles. This is why James, in the epistle of James, he wrote and spoke that way. Right? If you break one, you break all, because it's one commandment. So the 10 words and other regulations of HaTorah, of the directions, instructions. So the word, the Hebrew word, Devarim, Devarim, name of the fifth book, and the first key word here in the 44th sabbatical study, means words. Question two, what does the word Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy mean, Chavarim? Deuteronomy means a second law or a repetition of the law in one context, or second law from the Koine Greek, deuteron, deuteronomeon, deuteronomeon, in the Koine Greek, deuteronomeon, which means a second law or a repetition of the law. This was here used to translate something from this fifth book right here in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 18. And the Hebrew phrase is Mishneh, Mishneh HaTorah. What is Mishneh HaTorah? The Mishneh, some might say the Mishneh is the second Torah, right? Or the repetition from the Shana, to repeat, to go over again. Like even the year, the Shana, we call it the Shana, right? And even the say second. The Sheni, Sheni. So we have Mishneh, Mishneh, the repetition or the second Torah or the repetition of the Torah. But in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 18, have this right here from the Chumash, right here. Chapter 17, verse 18. Now here from the Chumash, the English reads, and it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book, out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. So here, Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 18. Let's just get KJV right here for, you know, to compare and to contrast. As the script says, it says to diligently search out a matter, you know, a thorough investigation, like a thorough investigation. So here, comparing and contrasting Deuteronomy chapter 17, this chapter here, in this section, beginning with verse 14, is concerning a king. Basically, when Yisrael, Yasharallah, will seek to have a king, like the other nations round about had kings, almost like God kings or angel, God man kings, that when Yisrael, Yasharallah, would also seek to do so, that it should do so according to this precept here in Deuteronomy chapter 17, from verse 14 to verse 20, completing the chapter. So this will lead up to the verse in question here, the reasonment here, concerning a king, concerning a melech, in the Hebrew melech, in the royal Amharic negus, concerning a king, a sovereign, a king, the ruling intellect, king. When thou art come to the land that Yahweh Eloheka, that Jehovah Elohim, giveth thee and shall possess it or possess her, and shall dwell therein or dwell in her, and shall say, I will set a king, a Melech, over me, like as all the Goyim that are about me. Verse 15, thou shalt in any wise set King Melech over thee, whom Yahweh, Yahweh Eloheka, he who be who he be thy power shall choose. One, from among thy brethren shalt thou set King Melech over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee who is not thy brother. Verse 16, but on the other hand, he shall multiply horses to himself. No, but he shall not, he shall, what shall he not do? Right? So these are the regulations of king, right? The first regulations of king and kingship in Yisrael. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Mitzrayim, to the Hekapita, Egypt, Egypt, Kemet, to the end, right, that he should multiply horses, not to return to Egypt to get horses, basically, to the end that he should multiply horses. For as much as Yahweh hath said to you, ye all shall henceforth, from here moving forward, return no more that way. Verse 17, neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he multiply wives, women to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. Now here's the verse, verse 18. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, his government, that he shall write him a copy of this law, this Torah, in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. Verse 19, to just continue the context here, and it shall be with him, this copy, this Mishnah HaTorah, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear, to reverence, to respect Yahweh Elohayo, Jehovah his Elohim, to keep, to guard, to hedge about all the words, the barim, the dabar, the words of this Torah, direction, instruction, and these statutes, ordinances, to do them. Verse 20, to complete the chapter, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end, to the fulfillment, to the end that he may prolong his days, prolong days in his kingdom and his government, he and his children in the midst of Yisrael. So here to the second question, what does the word Deuteronomy mean? From the coin of Greek word Deuteronomion, right, which means second law, which was used to translate something here in the Hebrew of Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 18, which is the Mishneh HaTorah. So let's go through this right here, verse 18. Wahaya, it shall be. Wahaya, k'shibto, when he shibto, when he, like, seat up, when he is seated up, al kisei, upon kisei, the throne of mamlakato, the throne of his government, of his kingdom, with katab, and write lahu for him, with katab lahu, and write for him, et mishnei, write for him a mishnei, a second, or a copy in the sense, right, repetition, a copy, a mishnei, a copy, ha-torah, a copy of the Torah, the direction, instruction, hazot, of this sheet. Interesting the word hazot, because Torah right, according to the Hebrew, right, is of the feminine, right, energetically feminine. Ha Torah Hazot, the Torah, the this Torah, this she Torah, this repetition of the we katab lo eta mishneh ha Torah Hazot. Al Sefer, all upon Sefer, a book. Al Sefer, milifne, from before, from the presence, ha Kohani, of the priest, ha Lewin, from before the presence of the priest, the Levites, the priests who are the Levites. So here we get a good idea of what it means right here, that there will be a copy, right? A copy of this Torah, right? The repetition. So the name for Deuteronomy that comes down to us from the Koine Greek actually comes from their translation from the Hebrew, particularly of Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 18. So the Deuteronomon, copy of the law, equals Mishneh HaTorah, two scrolls, one to deposit in his treasury. So now this is now brought out as we study this. What does this mean for the king? So the king, right, any king, right, who is upon the throne of David or of Israel is to do this according to HaTorah. Now, of our noticing those kings that have made such claims since that time, we only find King James of England, you know, having done that, he made the claim, Jacob, you know, to that particular link, and the King of Kings of Ethiopia, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, Ketamawi, Haile Selassie. It's very interesting because this is a very, very important precept here. So the copy, the Mishneh HaTorah, the copy of the Torah, Hazot, this Torah, is two scrolls. One to deposit in his treasury. So one, the king is to deposit in his treasury, the king's treasury, and the other is to always be with him. So some bring this out when studying the Hebrew, right, as being two scrolls. One scroll of HaTorah, a copy, like a double copy, one was to be deposited in the king's treasury, and the other was to be always with the king. So in this sense, this is the sense of the Mishneh. This is the sense of a copy. So here, just to get through these questions here, looking, we have right here, looking at the time. Okay, third question here for this 44th degree of I&I sabbatical study here, picking up with the fifth book of Moses, the fifth book of the Torah, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1, to chapter 3, verse 22. This is here for the 44th sabbatical study. Question 3, to whom did Moshe deliver his speech, his farewell address? According to the script, Il call to all Israel, to all of Yasharala, to all of Israel. Though, since there were over 600,000 men, just the men, not their women and the children, but just the men, over the age of 20, not including the number of their families, this term most likely meant to the representatives of the nations, of the nation, speaking of the elders. So some bring out this sense. It says to all of Israel, we would say to the man, woman, children, to everyone who is a part of, you know, whether they are homeborn, homie, or whether they are strangers who sojourn, they're part of that commonwealth, so to all. But some bring out that this most likely may have mean to the representatives, no doubt the Ziknei Yisrael, the elders of Yisrael in particular, as it was their responsibility, you know, to do diligence, double honors to those who do due diligence in word. Yeah, and indeed. So question 4, how long after Moshe's speech was it before Yehoshua led Yisrael across the Yarden, across the Jordan? How long after Moses' speech? Well, Yehoshua, he began the conquest of Canaan, the African Canaanite lands, after Pesach, after Passover. How do we know this? Well, in Joshua chapter 5, verse 10, when we study the Hebrew, study the context, Yehoshua began the conquest of the African-Canaanite lands after Pesach, Joshua 5 and 10. So Moshe's speech, his death, and the succession all took place within 2.5 months. So about 2.5 month period. Moshe, he had turned 120 years old when he gave this speech. How do we know this? Because of what is said in Deuteronomy chapter 31 at verse 2. No, he didn't write about his own death, you know what I mean? But he wrote, as we already know from Bamidbar, he wrote in those scrolls being put together, this is what we have passed on and safely guarded by the Torah observant. Here we have question 5. Where did Moshe deliver his speech? Right? East of the Jordan, in the Arava. The Arava, or some may say the Arava. The Arava. The Arava. What is the Arava? It's a desert region. Arava. A desert region north, some say, of the Dead Sea. Sometimes it's called the Plains of Moab. Note that the other place names mentioned in verse 1 are regarded by some as a code. So some see that the other place names that are mentioned in verse 1 of Devarim of Deuteronomy can be regarded as a, quote, Hebraic code for rebuke to Yisrael, to Yasharallah by the sages. So take note. Question 6, what was the point of Moshe's speech according to Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 5? Well, Moses undertook to explain. He undertook to be'er, like to explain, to make it clear, to explain HaTorah HaZot, to explain the Torah. Notice this, that the verb translated explain is used only twice in HaTorah. There's only two places that we get this particular word used for explain. Be'er, right? Be'er, right? To bera, to illuminate, right? Barara, to make clear in that sense, bringing it to even the Amharic, right? The be'er, the Hebrew, and the barara, like to make clear, to explain. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 5, and Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 8. So Moses undertook to explain. So here in Deuteronomy chapter 1, right, verse 5, KJV says, on this side Jordan in the land of Moab began Moshe to declare this law, but the Hebrew sense is to explain this law, to expound this law, right? Now, the root word, right, be'er, also means in the sense of be'er. Be'er is to explain, to declare. Be'er in the Hebrew is a well. So the root word, it means a well. Be'er. So we have the verb be'er, right? Be'er, and be'er. Be'er is a well of water. So his speech was intended to draw water, even according to his name, Moshe, right? To draw. And that's interesting because education once was defined as not just putting stuff in to like students or learners, so to speak, but seeking to also draw out, right? So his speech was intended to draw water from the well, right? From the well of his experience to share with others. Question 7, why does he say it takes 11 days to go from Horeb, by the way of Har Seir, Mount Seir, to reach Kadesh Barnea, the Kadesh Barnea, right? According to Deuteronomy 1 and 2. Why does he say it takes, 11 days? What's up with this 11 days? Well, Yisrael was to begin the conquest from the south, coming from the south. Yisrael was to begin the conquest from the south, from the Kadesh Barnea, not from the east at Jericho. Mentioning the 11 days is meant to contrast with the 40 years of wandering. that resulted from Yisrael's rebellion at the Kadesh, according to Numbers chapter 14, verse 34. Question 8, just four more questions here. We'll go 11, right, and carry on for the next 11 and fulfill, you know, coming up to the fullness of this 44th sabbatical. But here, question 8, on which holiday or holy day did Moshe begin his speech? And in what year, in which year, according to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 3, it is said on Rosh Chodesh, on the new month, the new moon of Shabbat, right? Rosh Chodesh Shabbat, right? Of the 40th year after the Yetziat Mimitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt. Accordingly, in the Gregorian calendar, this would correspond to like the January-February time. This is said to correspond to the January-February time. Question 9, who were the Amorites, according to Deuteronomy 1 and 4? Who were the Ha'emori? Now, in the Hebrew, Ha'emori, since Amar can mean to say, to speak, to embellish, you know, the sayers, Ha'emori, the Amorites. The Amorites were descendants of Noah, of Noah's son, Cam, or Ham, the fourth son of Canaan. Now, in Genesis chapter 10, verse 16, a point of reference, later they became a nomadic people of the Mesopotamia, right, the other rivers, right, river valley civilization, who eventually founded Babylon. Later it is said of Ha'emori, the Amorites, that they became a nomadic people of the two rivers, the Aram Naharaim, called Mesopotamia, and they eventually, it is said, founded Babylon. They are regarded as one of the, quote, seven Canaanite nations. So even though it's talking about the land of Canaan, the seven particular nations, some even liking the seven here in type as allegory to even like the seven heads on the beast, right, who were marked to be destroyed from the land, from the consciousness. Exodus chapter 34, verses 11 to 12, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1 and verse 20, Deuteronomy chapter 20, Slika, chapter 20, verses 17 to 18, and Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verses 17 to 19. The Amorites are also identified as generic, or maybe called generic Canaanites. So sometimes when it just says the Canaanite was in the land, some say this might be specifically referring to the Amorite. In areas like Numbers chapter 14, verse 43, compare that with Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 44. And therefore, it is said that they were squatters who had to be removed from the land by Ha'elohim, right? That land given by Ha'elohim to Yisrael. Now, it's interesting to compare this narrative as well as the books of like Jubilees to get into some of the background from even the ancient, you know, previous sages of Torah scholars, what they had come to understand. We can reason on that. Two more questions. Question 10. The Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, devoted to destruction, quote, right? They devoted to destruction, or the harem, right? This is what's known as the harem, right? The harem, no, the harem, the ban. When you ban something, one of the senses devoted to destruction, every city. So the sons of Israel had devoted to destruction every city, including men, women, and children, of which two Amorite kings. It is said that these two kings were Sihon, who lived in Heshbon, and Og, who lived in Bashan. It is said that they were Nephilim. They were descendants of the Nephilim, or the fallen ones, the fallen. Anunnaki, some might say, came from heaven, fallen from heaven. You know, how have you? But here in the Hebrew, said they were Nephilim. They were giants or fallen ones who were brothers. The Og is described as a Rephaite. Now, it's interesting to study the Hebrew on Rephan and Rephaite, right, who these ones were said to be and how it even connects with certain ancient you know, mythologies on a level, but then there's a truth, right, to that as well. The Repha, it speaks about how dead things are under the waters. And it's interesting, over like in Sumer, there's these people that be coming out of the waters and they be having like the fish as like the fish as the head, you know, like the fish on the head. It's on like they you know, put the fish on as a hat in a sense, you know, and then the rest of the body of the fish is like along their back. And then how like they say the popes of his mitre is very much similar to that. So, you know, you just go figure, right? But anyway, they were of the Rephaite, right? Speaking of Og, of a Rephaite giant who required, right, an iron bed that is also further described, this particular big kind of iron bed. You know, like you go in a museum and they say, look at this, this is somebody's bed. And so even in ancient days, after they had slaughtered those two Amorite kings, you know, they saw, you know, their property, you know, what they had. Chan, look at this guy's big iron bed. Well, he was a giant. Question 11. What does the word Horeb, what does the word Horeb mean? Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6. Horeb, it's a very interesting word. Basically, in the Hebrew, it has a basic meaning of dried up ruins or a desolate place. A dry place, and it is a synonym, right? It's synonymous with Mount Sinai. It is very much related to Mount Sinai. You know, there's a north side and a south side, right, of Mount Sinai. But Horeb also, when you check out the metaphysics of it all, has to do with solitude. And before we ride up right here, I'd like to share this so we can have certain applications. You know, so we can know the truth for ourselves. We can walk it out, work it out. You know, see the divine science and manifestation. So here, Horeb or Horeb, let's look this up in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. We shared it before, but we're going to pause here at this 11th of the 30 questions that we have for this 44th sabbatical study. Here, Horeb. So here we have Horeb in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. And here they have it from the Hebrew, of course. The Horeb means dryness, drought, or like drought, right? Drought, heat, waste, desolation, desert, also barren and solitude. Horeb, dryness, drought, heat, waste, desolation, desert, the sense of barren or solitude. What was the Horeb? It was a mountain range. Or some say a range of mountains that is mentioned many times in the scripts, in the scriptures. It is called the mountain of Ha'elohim, of the Elohim, and is identical with Sinai, right? Like we say, there's two sides of the mountain, the north and the south, right? But see Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, chapter 17, verse 6, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 15, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 2, and 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 8. But now here's the meta of the Horeb. What is the Horeb? And why is one of the meanings brought out as solitude? The meta of Horeb is a state of high spiritual realization that we, that I and I, may attain by affirming, word, sound, power, affirming the power and presence of the one inner divine, divine sustenance and nourishment, or that God, you know, the Holy Spirit, God within. It is a high place in consciousness. It is a high place in consciousness where we come into conscious union. Now here we can also link this with the basic principle meaning of Tawahido, that oneness, that conscious union, that oneness with the divine, with the divine. Like when Rabbeinu Yeshua says that if we keep his word sound, right, and amen on his word sound, credit and admit and affirm on his word sound, then the Father will love us and the Father and the Son will dwell in us. And as the Father is in him and he is in I and I is in him, we are all one. So that's that sense of that conscious union with the divine, that restoration of where humanity and man, even according to the Hebrew mythos, fell from, right, in the beginning, right, in the Reshith. Also see Rephidim. Here the connection of Horeb another level of the metaphysical study of Horeb Rephidim, also in Exodus chapter 17. Now, the secondary meaning, the first meaning is a dryness, a drought, heat, waste. What this brings to mind is the Bahitawi, right? What this brings to mind is the monks or the ascetics going into those dry places, even in following Rabbeinu Yeshua, right, going into that desert, right, to test one's messiahship, so to speak, right, you know, and even to wrestle, if necessary, against that adversarial or satanic mind and to overcome. So we have that desert sense right there. But the solitude aspect of the Horeb, right, Horeb, as a meaning of Horeb, this signifies that we have to go into the solitude. So the Horeb, even as Moshe, right, and even with the children of Yisrael at Har Sinai and at Horeb, they had to go into the solitude, right, of the inner mind and lead I and I flock, the flock of thoughts, right, to shepherd our thoughts, lead our flock of thoughts to the back of the wilderness, the Midbar. And it's at the back of the wilderness, the Midbar, where dwells the exalted one, Elyon, El Elyon, the most high, the most high, the divine I am, Anahu, I be he, whose kingdom is good judgment, whose kingdom is what? Malkut, Malkuto, Mengistu, is good judgment. Here, there's a reference to Exodus chapter 3 and Yitro and Jethro. So Jethro, so these are some very interesting builds, but just to build right here with that last question, right, what does the Hebrew word Horeb, right, what does it mean, Chaverim? Horeb, one sense of it is like a dried up ruin, a desolate place, you know, like say even a desert. But in that desert is a divine or can be found, if that mind be in you, that divine solitude, right, to become one. Yes, I, Rastafari. Every time I hear the word.
Yeah, it's coming in strong, Moses the second, and Moses the third.
Brother Moses. Jaja, give I back another Bob Marley. And bring back another Moses. Forward another Bob Marley. And bring forward another Moses. Who last I found who speak like Eva? I found another Moses. Prince Farai is another Moses. Prince Farai is another Moses. Prince Farai is another Moses. Hey. Jaja, bring forward another Bob Marley. Jaja, bring back another Bob Marley. Jaja, forward another Bob Marley. Prince Farai is another Moses. Prince Farai is another Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses, these are the words which the Lord God has said. 6 days shall do all thy work. But remember, O God, every day shall be the holy day, a rest day for the Almighty God. Whosoever doeth the work on that day, then shall be put to death. 6 days shall do all thy work. But the seventh day shall be the holy day. Jaja bring forward another Moses. Jaja bring forward another Moses. And your forward Bob Marley. Jaja bring another Bob Marley. Jaja bring another Bob. Hey. Ah.
Being spread all over another country, another way of thinking. I also heard that you eating is also kosher eating. I mean, you're not eating pork and things like that, you know.
Are you Jewish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rasta.
I don't understand.
Well, I am Rasta.
So it's the same tradition as for
the lion of a tribe of Judah. That must be Jew. Judah.
Yeah.
Must from Jew. I was last at Judah.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
have today's daily psalm, we have song.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
Besam ab, wawelid, wemenfes kedus, aharu amlak. Mezmor Haya Hulet Haya Sos Yedawit Mezmor Egzi Abher Erenya Yeno Yemiasat Anyem Yelem. Jah is my shepherd, I shall not want. Belemelem Mesik Yasad Renya. The rest ucha zend imaranya. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Nefsin melesad sila simun besidik menged meranya. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The mod la mekakalim qua behaid ante ka innegar nehinna kufun alifara betarehinna melkuze enarsu yaz enanunya. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Befite gebetan azegaje hili, betelatoche fit lefit, rasin bezeid kepa, tsuayim yeterefeno. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head, my ras, with oil. My cup runneth over. Chernetihina nehirete dahiwete zemenhulu ikatalunyal. De ekazi abe harim beit lezalalem in noralo. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jah forever.
مزمور هيا هولت بكنف هيا سوس يداويت مزمور اكزيابي هير الرنجاينو يم ياسات عن يم يلم مزمور هيا هولت بكنف هيا سوس مزمور هيا هولت بكنف هيا سوس يداويت مزمور اكزيابي هير الرنجاينو يم ياسات عن يم يلم በለመለመ መስክ ያሳድረኝ በእረፍቱ ሀዘንድ ይመራኝ። ነፍሴን መለሳት ስለ ስሙም በጽድቅ መንገድ መራኝ። በሞት ጥላ መካከል እንኳ ብሄድ አንተ ከኔ ጋር ነህና ክፉን አልፈራም። በትርህና ምርኩዝህ እነርሱ ያጸናኑኛል። በፊቴ ገበታን አዘጋጀህልኝ በጠላቶቼ ፊት ለፊት
راسين بزيت قبا صوايم يترفه نو شرنته نامهرته بهيوتي زمن هدو يكتلونيان بغزابيرن بيت لزلاله منورالو.
Bring forth the Bible. And from the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, the Netzach Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Hanselati the First, King of Kings of Ethiopia. Yes, I. We have Mezmore Dawit. Salam.
Bring forth the Bible.
And from the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, the Netzach Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Hanselati the First, King of Kings of Ethiopia. Yes, I. We have Mezmore Dawit. Salam to Einayin's Tarim. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek, Tzedek, Hashem, Kedmah, Chayel Selassie. And from the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, the Netzach Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Hanselati the First, King of Kings of Ethiopia. Yes, I. We have Mezmore Dawit. Haya Sos. Mezmore Dawit, Haya Sos. Psalm of David, Mezmor Haya Sos. The 23rd Psalm. Today's daily psalm. Here in the cipher and the sequence of the daily psalms, we have Psalm 23, the 23rd Psalm. So Megai and I write up a couple of basics. On today's daily psalm. We have the theme. Melkam Erenya. Melkam Erenya. Erenya. Erenya, shepherd. Melkam Erenya. Melkam, the good. The good shepherd. Melkam Erenya. And a note to the fellow disciples, the Scofield Study Bible has some really, really good footnotes connecting, you know, these psalms that we have right here, especially as we look at Psalm, I think it's 22, 23, and 24.
I'll see if we can just share
a little something right here on the air with you all before we ride up with today's daily psalm in the Royal Amharic. In the Netzach Kedus, Book of the Seven Seals, His Majesty's Bible, authorized, revised. So here, just opening the English to compare and contrast side by side, we have a trilogy of psalms. We have Psalm 22, 23, and 24. The 22nd psalm is said to be the Good Shepherd. The 23rd psalm is the Great Shepherd here, and the 24th psalm is the Chief Shepherd. For more on that, be sure to consult Deka Mezamorit, Disciples, the Talmudim, consult the Scofield, the First Scofield Study Bible. But here, riding up the general theme, Melkam Erenya, the Good Shepherd, or we can say Talak, the Great Erenya, the Great Shepherd. And the Great Shepherd, to the Great Shepherd, brought again from the dead through the blood of the everlasting eternal covenant, the one who tenderly cares for the sheep, for Jah people. Here we have Hebrews, Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 20, as a point of reference here to today's daily psalm, Mezmor Haya Sost. Besama'ab, Wawelet, Wamenfes Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. In the Jemralen, we begin. Superscription, yeah, Dawit Mezmor. Yeah, of Dawit, of David Mezmor. A psalm of David. Kuter and verse 1. Ekziavi hererenya yenno, yemiyasat anyum yelem. Exiavihar, Eranyayeno. The Lord, Exiavi, sustained the good genus, Ab, Father, is my shepherd, Erenyayeno. Erenyaye, my shepherd, Nau, he is. Erenyayeno, Exiavihar, Erenyayeno, Yemiyasat Anyam, Yellem. I shall not want, Yemiyasat Anyam, Yemiyasat Any. That which is cause for I to lack, Yemiyasat Anyam, Yellem. There is not, there is nothing, I shall not want, Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Belemelema mesika yasadrenya, be'erefta wucha zen yimaranya. He maketh me, he maketh I, to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me, he leadeth I, beside the still waters. Belemelema mesik, belemelema mesik yasadrenya. Belemelema in the green Mesik, green pastures, Belemelema Mesik, Yasadrenyal. He causes I to spend the night, Yasadrenyal, Be'ereft Wucha Zend Yimaranya. And by the restful, not in the sense of placid stillness, but the restful, Be'ereft, restful, Be'ereft Wucha Zend Yimaranyal, Yimaranyal. He leadeth I, even I and I. Kuter Source, verse 3. Nefsein melesat, silesimuma belsidik menged meraim. Nefsein melesat, nefsein, my soul, my psyche, nefsein melesat, melesat. He restores her, he restores my psyche, he restores my soul, nefsein melesat, silesimum. Because of his name and because of his name, silesimum belsidik menged, belsidik, sidik. Righteous, in the righteous way, in the righteous path. Merang. He restores my soul. He leadeth me. He leadeth I in the paths of righteousness. For, because of his name's sake, for the sake of his name. Nefsein, melesat, selesimum, betzidik, menged, merang. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Bemot tila mekakelin kwa behed. Ante kenegar nehna kufun al-faram. Al-faram. Beterina, beterhina, merkuzih. Enarsu yats enanunya. Bemot tila mekakelin kwa behed. Yea, though I walk through the mot tila, through the shadow of death. Here in the Verulam Hark has the shadow of death, the Salmavet, the Salmot, Salmawet, here Bemot, Tila Mekakel, in Kwa Behed, even if I walk in the shadow of death, Ante, the eye, male, the eye, none other, Ante, Kenegar Nehina, for the eye is with I, for the eye art with I, Kufun, Kufun, kufu, kufu, the evil, bad mind, envious, evil, kufu, kufun, alifaram, I shall not fear, I will fear no evil, no evil will I fear, better hinna, better, thy rod, better hinna, the eye, male rod, merkuzih, and the eye staff, and also they, yatsenanunya, they strengthen, they comfort, yatsenanunya, they comfort I, the mot elam kakelin kwa behed, antek enegarnina, kufun alifaram, better hinna merkuzih, and also yatsenanunya, kuter amis, verse 5. Befite gebetana zegajahilin, Bet elatoche yafit lefita rasena bezita keba suayim yeterefeno. Thou, the eye, preparest a table before me, before I, in the presence of mine enemies. Thou, the eye, anointest my head, rase, my ras, with oil. My cup runneth over. Befite gebetana zega jehelin. Bet elatoche fit lefit, face to face. And my enemies, face to face, rasein, my head, bezit, with oil, bezit, keba, anoint, the eye anointest my head with oil, tsuayim, and my cup, tsuwa, my cup, tsuwa, chalice, cup, tsuwayi, my cup, tsuwayi, my chalice, tsuwayim. Tzwayim, and as for my cup, my chalice, yeterefeno, overflow of yeterefeno. super abundance. It's a referno. There's a prophet to my chalice. Kuter sidist. Chernet hinna mihiretih. Behiwete zemin hulu yi katalunya. Beg is yari harim beit lezalalema in oralo. Chernet hinna. The eyes, goodness, cher, open-handedness, chernetih, the eyes, males, open-handedness, chernetihinna, and mihirete, and mercy, mihirete, the eyes, mercy, behiwete, zemin, hulu, I Catalunya, behiwete, in my life, zemin, in my life, age, time, hulu, in all. My lifetime, my life season, my life age, Catalunya, they follow I Catalunya, beg Ziavi Harim, and in the sustain of the good, the excellent, generous arts, bait, beg Ziavi Harim, bait, Lezalem in Noralo, forever in Noralo, I will dwell, surely goodness and mercy shall follow I, all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Egeziavi, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, Yod Hei Weh Hei, he who be, we be, the divine majesty, forever, forever. Charnetihina, mihiretih, behiwete, zemin hulu, yikatalunya, be Egeziavi harim beit, Lezalem Noralo.
Teach me, teacher. Each high and I am a teacher.
Mazmur Hayahulet. በቅንፍ 23 የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር እረኛዬ ነው የሚያሳጣኝም የለም በለመለመ መስክ ያሳድረኛል በእረፍቱ ሀዘንድ ይመራኛል ነፍሴን መለሳት ስለ ስሙም በጽድቅ መንገድ መራኝ በሞት ጥላ መካከል እንኳን ቢሄድ አንተ ከኔ ጋር ነህና ክፉን አልፈራም በትርህና ምርኩዝህ እነርሱ ያጠናኑኛል በፊቴ ገበታን አዘጋጀህልኝ በጠላቶቼ ፊት ለፊት ራሴን በዘይት ቀባ ጽዋዬም የተረፈ ነው ቸርነትህና ምህረትህ በሕይወቴ ዘመን ሁሉ ይከተሉኛል በእግዚአብሔርም ቤት ለዘላለም እኖራለሁ
of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit in massacre on Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Alright, so here Rhema tune right now, tune here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 23, Royal Amharic first up. Going to get into the Hebrew, a very interesting dry study on today's daily psalm. But here, glitter shine, Psalm 23, glitter shine on Monster Rhythm. Yes, hi.
Who that dwell in the sacred place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Is the sweet Prince of Peace and Isle Celestia, your career and I all these ears. Give thanks and praise to Jesus Christ himself. Mama Migo. Yes, for me know the love of sharing, equal love and justice.
He tell them, come with me, see, the Lord is my shepherd, I'm everything I need. Come with me, see, the Lord is my shepherd, I'm everything I need. Come with me, see, the Lord is my shepherd, I'm everything I need. Come with me, see, the Lord is my shepherd, I'm everything I need.
Me bust them chain and me fly them handcuffs. Tell them say me wicked and rough. Say me bust them chain and me fly them handcuffs. Tell them say me wicked and rough. In the Almighty God, well of them me put me trust. Me say go and rock a not a huge and a lot. In the Almighty God, of them me put me trust. Me say go and rock a cause a huge and a lot. Man a body tough, a live it up in and give it up. Come in with the tribulation, it's tougher than rough.
and I got it up and if it up me now keep it up and me know the tribulation is tougher than rough. When the sun may a shine and the blessings that listen that rain may a fall and the blessings that listen that grass may a grow and the blessings that listen that breeze may a blow and the blessings that listen that Jaja give me the blessing, show us a blessing, show us a blessing every minute every hour. Jaja me a praise and me now praise a ladder till them say I do see Almighty Jaja.
Dance with me see the Lord is my shepherd and everything I need, everything I need. Dance with me see the Lord is my shepherd and everything I need, everything I need. Dance with me see the Lord is my shepherd and everything I need, everything I need. Dance with me see the Lord is my shepherd and everything I need.
Once I got them pity rabbankets for me, where all of the enemies them can see. Welcome me, me tell you as a honor guest, and fill my cup, Master God, to the brim. Well, me know that your goodness and love will be with me. Say all of the Rastaman life, and your house will be my home. As long as the Rastaman live, well, me tell them. Jaja give me not the strength and the power, not the strength and the power, every minute, every hour. Jaja give me not the strength and the power, not the strength and the power, every minute, every hour. Now Master God, him lead I and I into the right path, as him has promised, you know. Give the eye and I, me telling you strength. Yeah, the kings of kings and the conquering lion. And guide I and I into the right path. Carry I and I into fresh fields of green grass. And then him carry I into the pool of the quiet waters, you know. Guide I and I every time, and every minute, and every second, you know. He prepare a banquet for I and I, you know. Where all the wicked them can see I.
The Lord is my shepherd of everything I need, everything I need. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd of everything I need, everything I need. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd of everything I need, everything I need. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd of everything I need. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd of everything I need, everything I need. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd of everything I need, everything I need. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd of everything I need, everything I need. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd of everything I need.
Who that dwell in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I just Jesus Christ himself, sweet Prince of Peace, sweet O me, God Almighty.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
You know, it says the Jews who call themselves Jews, but are not. Same point. You don't see them pure majesty. You don't see Haile Selassie in any of their religious services. Like, you don't see them. You know, you'll see him at a state or a government. You know, maybe a ceremony or whatnot like that. You know, where they're like either honoring him or they're trying to like, you know, kind of like beg some sort of mercy or whatnot, you know, so just recognizing the obvious, you know, and maybe giving some honoraries. But you don't see his majesty in any of the congregation, in the congregation of the wicked. But you do see a table prepared before him in the presence of his enemy. So you might see at a dinner or something like that. That's the psalm, a table prepared. But the other psalm about seeing in the congregation of the evildoers, you know, congregation is a word that implies religion, you know, some kind of religious kind of ceremony, like the congregation, you know, it says the Jews who call themselves Jews, but are not, right? By the synagogue, to say a gathering, like a congregation for some religious worship. But key thing, you don't see His Majesty Haile Selassie in any of their religious things. You might see him visit a church, you know, or visit somewhere, or visit maybe one of their, you know, but you don't see him like, oh, he's worshiping with this group, he's worshiping with that group. Or he's sitting up hearing some Catholic or hearing some Protestant talk some yik yak. You know, like he's in a pew somewhere. No, he's like, we're about to have religious, he's actually out of there. No, if he opens that, he's like Orthodox. You know what I mean? Straight thinking, straight in our way. Boom. It was not like, you know, he'll talk about like, yeah, as Christian, can you call on the name of the son? You know, my son. No, because think about it for a moment. All the pictures we've seen of His Majesty. If you see him in a so-called religious, a Christian, like a congregation, it's always the congregation of the Orthodox. Or another set of Christians who also are Orthodox. You know what I mean? You know, but even when he was meeting with, I think, some Greek Orthodox, and he kind of bowed a little bit, like he tilled his head, but you see his eyes are looking at him, and the way he's looking at this Orthodox priest is like, I got my eye on you. I'll be seeing you. I'm seeing you right now. No, at the Abyssinian Baptist Church, he was there. He worshipped with us. It's nice he worshipped with black people, so-called Negroes. He worshipped with us. It's already known, but he was not up in no congregation of other people like when he's up in England or any of these other countries. You don't see him palsy. When he comes to America, he don't be going to none of the Baptist churches and stuff like that, you know, or the Protestant churches. It's certain Christians who already love Ethiopia and recognize some of the basics that they can recognize in the Bible. You know, of course, when you present the cross to, because Abyssinia, already that link there is Ethiopia, even though it's like a kind of lower link, but it's like still a first step in the right direction. But I noticed that. So His Majesty, so some people will try to use the same rhetoric and say His Majesty in the congregation of the wicked when he's like with some of these Gentile world rulers. No, that's the table prepared. That's Psalm 23. That's the table prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. You know, because they're the enemies of the children of Ethiopia and the children of Israel. But yeah, that's just a point right there about the congregation of the wicked, you know, the churches. Mm-hmm. Well, good point, too, about the Abyssinian black churches. Certain black churches he did, you know, attend, what you could say, like, either worship or... But really, the worship there was basically acknowledging His Majesty as the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, you know, and that this black man, you know, a Christian, he says, Your Majesty, you are the symbol, because you're the line of the tribe of Judah, the one Jesus Christ, when the Son spoke of the Father of the Son, the first and the second coming. Boom. But, yeah, these other kind of so-called religions, you know, he basically tells them, you're Christian, right? You say you're Christian, even when you met with the Pope. He's like, yeah, we hear what you're saying, but it's what Christ says, and it's the Bible, and if we say these things, then we need to do these things. He basically just reinforces, you know, that word. It's almost like a warning. In fact, that's the next video we got to do, the one where Sister LeShawn had and her peoples had given, like, a translation of that particular, of the word, at least the Amharic, of the King of Kings, of what he said in that. The Vatican, well, they say Vatican, but I corrected her on that. It wasn't at the Vatican. It was ones who say they were representing Vatican, but it was at Quirinale Palace, the palace of the king, you know, of Italy. It wasn't at the Vatican, it's on another mountain, you know, so people think if it's in Italy, then, like, you know, you land in Italy, you land right at the Vatican. That's not how it goes. The Pope had to come from the Vatican there, you know. Because they would love to show you. If he went there, they would show you all these pictures where he's around, all this stuff where it's, you could tell people who know what the Vatican looked like, this is Vatican stuff. I don't know if he even visited the Vatican. You know, we know he visited Italy, but I don't think he even visited the Vatican. You know, as far as the seat of apostate Christianity or the organization that set itself over the Christian churches of Europe, the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church and the Vatican is not the same thing. The Vatican is like a group of people coming in to take over the Christian Church or the Church of Christ, 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 the Church of
Christ. To His many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet. The spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him every thought we have. It's just to kill the Pope. Kill him. Kill out Rome. Kill Babylon.
And you're serious about that?
Yeah. And how we're going to kill them, though, is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun. Our bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons. but with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drum beats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape. Their music is called reggae, now popular worldwide.
Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, la reina de las músicas.
And Canberra religion.
El rey, la reina en este caso.
Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, la reina de las músicas.
And Canberra religion.
El rey, la reina en este caso.
Canberra religion.
Esa religión en la música. Think you, the reggae music is a religious music?
Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, la reina de las músicas.
And Canberra religion.
El rey, la reina en este caso.
Canberra religion.
Que puede ser religiosa. Que es religiosa, por supuesto. And what's your pope?
What?
Your pope.
Pope?
P-O-P-E.
I mean, what about the Pope?
Yeah.
I don't know about the Pope, no word Rasta.
And your own Pope? No quiero hablar del Papa.
No, Rastafari es el líder.
Rastafari es el líder, por supuesto.
Yeah. Creo que en las últimas elecciones en su país. Why,
perfect. Blessed. Moraya. Moraya.
The people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
Mazmur 22, Bekenef 23. የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ረኛዬ ነው የሚያሳጣኝም የለም በለመለመ መስክ ያሳድረኝ በእረፍቱ ሀዘንድ ይመራኛል ነፍሴን መለሳት ስለ ስሙም በጽድቅ መንገድ መራኝ በሞት ጥላ መካከል እንኳን ቢሄድ አንተ ከኔ ጋር ነህና ክፉን አልፈራ በትርህና ምርኩዝህ እነርሱ ያጸናኑኛል በፊቴ ገበታን አዘጋጀህልኝ በጠላቶቼ ፊት ለፊት ራሴን በዘይት ቀባ ጽዋዬም የተረፈ ነው ቸርነትህና ምህረትህ በሕይወቴ ዘመን ሁሉ ይከተሉኛል በእግዚአብሔርም ቤት ለዘላለም እኖራለሁ
Psalm 23 The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
מזמור לדוד. אדוני רועי לא אחסר. בנאות דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחות ינהלני. נפשי ישובב, ינחני ומעגלי צדק למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות, לא אירא רע, כי אתה עמדי. שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, דשנת ושמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים.
Abagada, Ya ka la ma na sa a fa pa sa ka ra sha ta 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 a ba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa sa ka ra sha ta ta
Again,
Abagadaha Wazahata Yakalamana Saapataka Rashata Ta 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 Abagadaha Wazahata Yakalamana Saapataka Rashata Ta Ta Abagadaha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa ta ka ra sha ta 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 ta.
Here we call this baby Hebrew, basic Hebrew.
Abagadaha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa ta ka ra sha ta.
Again.
Ta. Again. Abagadaha wa zahata yakalamana sa apatsakarashata.
Ta, ta.
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Baby Hebrew or basic. Basic Hebrew or baby Hebrew.
Baby.
Abagadaha wa zahata yakalamana sa apatsakarashata.
Again.
Abagadaha wazahata yakalamana saapataka rashata.
Ta, 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 ta.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, 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 would not hear.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad. מזמור לדוד. אדוני רועי לא אחסר. בנאות דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחות ינהלני. נפשי ישובב, ינחני ומעגלי צדק למען שמות. גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות, לא אירא רע. כי אתה עמדי, שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, דשנת ושמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני, לאורך ימים.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters, he restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
Am a father to Yisrael, so am I son to him. He having said in Shemot, in Exodus 4:22, Shalom, Chaberim, Shalom. And here, a midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Kaf Gamel, Psalm XXIII, Psalm 23. Mizmor le David, Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, Yahuwah ro'i, I shall not want, lo echsar, these words, devarim, devarim, these words, Eile ha-devarim, these words are to be considered in the light, in the illumination of the verse. The verse in Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, 2:16. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth his flock among the lilies, by which is meant that the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, as he is HaEl, the true good, the true God, as he is Ha-Elohim to Yisrael, 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 to me, to I, so am I a people to him, as he is Ha-El, the true good, the true God, to me, to I, so am I a people to him, as he is Ha'el, the true good, Ha'elohim, to me, to I. Having said, Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka, I am Jehovah, the I, Elohim. In Shemot, in Exodus 20, verse 2, so am I, Amo, his people, to him. He having said in Yeshaya, in Isaiah 51 and 4, attend to me, O my people. Attend to I, O my people. As he is a father to me, a father to I. Having said in Yeremiah, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 31 and 9, I am a father to Yisrael, so am I son to him. He having said in Shemot, in Exodus 4 and 22, Yisrael is my son, Beni, as he is shepherd to me, shepherd to I. Asaph, having said in Psalms, Mizmor, in Psalm 80 and 2, give ear, O shepherd of Yisrael, so am I sheep to him. He having said in Ezekiel 34 and 31, ye, y'all, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture. As he is brother, ach, Wyndham, as he is ach, brother to me, to I, Shlomo, Solomon. Solomon having said in Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs 8 and 1, O, that thou wert as my brother. O, that I were as my brother, I brother. So am I sister to him. He having said in Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs 5 and 2, open to me, my sister, my dove. Open to I sister, I dove. As I said to him, Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He said to me, to I, in Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs 7 and 2, thy navel is like a round goblet, wherein no mingled wine is wanting. Another comment on Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, Yahuwah ro'i, I shall not want, lo echsar. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination, the verse from Mizmor, from Psalm 119, 100. I understand more than the ancients, more than the ancients. Rav Jose Bar Hanina taught, in the whole world, you find no occupation more despised than that of the shepherd, who all his days walks about with his staff and his pouch. Yet David presumed to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, a shepherd. But David said, I understand more than the ancients, more than the ancients, meaning that Jacob called Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ro'i, shepherd, Ro'eh, shepherd. As it is said in Bereshit, Genesis 48 and 12, the God who hath been my shepherd all my life long. So I, too, call Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, shepherd, Ro'eh, the he who be who he be, is I shepherd, I shall not want, Yahuwah Ro'i, lo echsar, I shall not want. Another comment on Yahuwah Ro'i, lo echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. These words are to be considered, I said it in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 2 and 7. Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, hath blessed thee in all the walk, in all the work of thy hand. Rav Yaakov, Jacob said, lest I think that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, will bless even him who sits in idleness, Scripture says, Scripture says, it says, it says, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I, male, Elohim, hath blessed thee in all the work of thy hand. Implying that when a man works, behold, he is blessed. But if he does not walk, if he does not work, he is not blessed. For what can the following words, he hath known thy walking through this great wilderness, mean except that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, knows of thy traveling, thy travailing in the dust, thy suffering to get a living. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, in the name of Rav Eliezer, Eliza, the road does three things. The road does three things. It makes a man's clothes worn, his body lean, and his money scarce. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, dealt not thus, like this, with Yisrael. For it is said to Yisrael in Debarim, in Deuteronomy 8 and 4, thy raiment wax not old up on thee. Thy raiment wax not old upon thee. Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, hath been with thee I, even in Debarim, Deuteronomy 2 and 7. In thy health of body, and, quote, thou hast lacked nothing. Thou hast lacked nothing. Thou hast lacked no thing.
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 Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
See, so this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, I already just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? As children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
For thy spending. The following words in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Devarim 2 and 7. These 40 years, these 40 years mean, according to Rav Yudan, that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, said to Yisrael, because you sang, this is Eli, this is my true good, true God, and I will glorify him, according to Shemot, according to Exodus 15 and 2. Therefore, for these 40 years, I have given you your raiment. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, as when a king, a negus, a melech is in a city, the city lacks nothing. The city lacks nothing, no thing. So, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 2 and 7, these 40 years, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, has been with thee, I, and thou, the I, has lacked nothing. In the world's use, when a man receives a wayfarer, the first day he kills a calf for him, the second day a lamb, the third day a chicken, the fourth day he serves pulse to him, the fifth day he gives him even less, so that the last day for the wayfarer is not like the first. Now, lest one think that it was the same with the wayfaring Bnei Yisrael, the wayfaring sons of Israel. Scripture says, these 40 years, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, has been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Thou hast lacked nothing. Thou, the I, has lacked no thing. And the last day in the Midbar, in the wilderness, for the Bnei Yisrael, for the children, the sons of Israel, was like the first. Rav Nehemiah said, thou hast lacked, but saying a word means that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, said to Yisrael, ye y'all had to say no more than a word. No more than a word was needed, and it was done. Ye y'all said, quote, let the manna taste like veal in my mouth. It did. Y'all said, let the manna taste like fat capon. It did. When ye y'all desired meal, ye y'all, quote, gathered the manhu, the manna, and ground it in mills according to Devarim, according to Midbar, according to Numbers 11:8. When y'all desired spice, ye y'all beat it in a mortar, a potted dish, ye y'all seize it in pots, cakes, ye y'all made cakes of it. When y'all desired rich oil, the taste of it was like the taste of cakes baked with oil. Hence, thou, the I, hast lacked but saying a word. Whatever y'all desire, there it was in your mouth. Bread? Behold, I made bread rain from heaven for you, for y'all. According to Shemot, Exodus 16 and 4. Ye, y'all, desired water? Moshe smote the rock with his rod, and water came forth abundantly. According to Shemot, according to Exodus.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians?
Yeah, man. A small tune of sea of love to make it righteous and good for the love of the people, you know. The Imperial Majesty Emperor the Isle of Selassie. They watch us how we live, keep on sharing when every time we give it, show us friends in caring. Oh, how can the people leave that system if you show no love? Word of truth, not tell no lie, mama, hear me as a youth. Word of truth, in this fast day of time, they use them as a revolution. Word of truth, Babylon, you make it hard for the poor man, you brute. Word of truth, me love the girl, whether them ugly, whether them cute, out. Everyone!
It's important, them just a know. And I will go change the slogan, I will go make the dawn. Women should support the pagan show. Rastafari, he said them a ring for peace out. So go from the town with the mystic way of flow. Be quick within your mind or rest to get your flow. No come too fast, them no know if it's slow. On the better youth, you know if find no harrow. Truth, word of truth. Now tell you now, you must love the ghetto youth. African roots, this are the African youth. Oi, love black woman. Them love the ghetto youth, this are the truth. Black woman, you're cute. Oi, Babylon, me not play mute. Word of truth, what the thing to distribute. Oi, yo, goodness, attribute.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Like the man said.
When y'all said, I desire the flesh of fowl. The quails came up, according to Shemot, Exodus 16:13. Then y'all said, quote, I desire the flesh of wild or of tame beast, end quote. Now, when Moses heard the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, ask for the flesh of beasts, he went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle of One, blessed be He, and said to him, the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, want flesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, give it to them. Moshe asked Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim. He asked, whence, from where should I have flesh? According to Bamidbar, Numbers 11:13, shall flocks and herds be slain for them? According to Numbers 11:22, if thou deal thus like this with me, with I, kill me, kill I pray to I, for I am about to be killed. According to Bamidbar, Numbers 11 and 15. What can Moses have meant by saying, kill me, I pray to I, for I am about to be killed? He was saying to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, if I do not give them flesh, they will kill me, they will kill I. If I speak up against them, they will kill me, they will kill I. Either way, I am about to be killed. Therefore, I beg the I, kill him who is about to be killed. When Moshe said, kill me, kill I pray that I, for I'm about to be killed instantly. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, was angered. As is said, even in Psalm 106 and 32, they angered Him also at the waters of Meribah. And it went ill with Moshe because of them. And Ha'el, the true good, the true God Elohim, said to Moshe, give flesh to my children. When again Moshe asked Ha'el, the true good, the true God, asked Elohim, whence, where, from where should I have flesh? Ha'el, Elohim said, in Mitzrayim thou hadst frogs, in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, thou hadst gnats. In Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, thou wast indeed rich. Hast thou now become poor? Moshe said to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, he said to Elohim, but what I had in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, came from thee, from the eye. Thereupon Ha'el, Elohim said, what I had in Mitzrayim have I not here. Thus, in Midbar, in Numbers 11:23, it is written, Is Jehovah's hand waxed short? The rabbis, the Rebbeinot said, thou hadst no need to say a word. That is, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, did not need to say a single word. But whatever they craved in their hearts was given to them. This interpretation, this Targum, is in accord with what Rav Barakiah said in the name of Rav Abahu. The verse, according to Mizmor Psalm 78:18, they tried Elohim, the true good, the true God, in their heart by asking for food of their craving, of their lust, teaches that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, gave them whatever they craved in their hearts. So that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, ask at Massa and at Meribah, Is Jehovah truly with us? Is Jehovah truly with I and I? In Shemot, in Exodus 17:7. Rav Simeon ben Yochai said, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 2:7, thou hast lacked only the word. Means that they lack nothing, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, but words of prophecy. You can prove this for yourself. In all the years that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were under the ban, there was no divine speech with Moshe. Note that only after it is said in the Barim, Deuteronomy 2:16, it came to pass when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, Moshe declared, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 2:17, the next verse, Yahuwah, Jehovah, spoke to I, Lamor, saying, as if to say, quote, only then was there again divine speech with me, divine speech with I. Rav Yochanan said, thou hast lacked only the word, that is, words of repentance, as scripture says in Hosea 14:3, take with you words, return to Jehovah. Rav Aibu read Dabar, a thing, as Deber, pestilence. Rav Aibu read Dabar, a thing, as Deber, pestilence. And thus took the verse to say, thou hast not lacked pestilence, Deber. For in each of the 40 years that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were in the Midbar, the wilderness, the angel of Mot, of death, smote 15,000 and an odd number of them. And how large was that odd number? 489. Bino ota desha yarbitseini. He maketh I to lie down in green pastures. Bin ota desha yarbitseini. Rav Eliezer asked Rav Simeon, saying to him, quote, as the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were going mi Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, Did weavers' gear go out with them? Rav Simeon replied, no. Then how did they clothe themselves those 40 years? Rav Simeon replied, with garments that the ministering angels gave them for clothing. For Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, said of Yisrael, Bamidbar, said of Israel, in the wilderness, according to Ezekiel 16 and 10, I clothe thee, I also with broidered work. I clothe the eye also with broidered, embroidered work. How is broidered to be defined except, so Rav Samai said, as garment of royalty? But did not their garments wear out? Have y'all not read that Moshe said to Yisrael, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 8 and 4, thy raiment wax not old up on thee. Thy clothes, thy raiment wax not old upon thee. Aye. But did not the little ones, among the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, grow up? Rav Simeon replied, go out and learn from the snail. All the while that he grows, his shell grows with him. But did not the garments require washing? Rav Simeon replied, the cloud of fire cleansed their garments and made them shine. Rav Eliza asked, but were not the garments burnt? Rav Simeon replied, go out and learn from the amiant that is cleansed only by fire. But did not the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, get vermin? Rav Simeon replied, since worms and maggots have no power over dead B'nai Yisrael, over dead sons of Israel, how much less have they over living B'nai Yisrael, living sons of Israel? But since the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, did not change their garments, did they not reek with sweat? Rav Simeon replied, the well of living waters brought up certain plants and certain spices for the B'nai Yisrael, for the sons of Israel. And in these they were made to lie down, as is said even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Kaf Gamel, Psalm 23. Bi na'ota deshe yarbitzeini, alameya min nuchota ye nahleini. He maketh I to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me, he leadeth I beside refreshing waters. Bi na'ota deshe yarbitzeini, alamey min nuchota ye nahleini. And so the fragrant smell of them was carried from world's end to world's end. Solomon came and said to Yisrael, according to Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs 4:11, the odor of thy garments is like the odor of Lebanon. He also said to Yisrael, according to Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs 4:14, thy plants are spikenard and saffron, calamus, and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all the chief spices. And whence, from where did all these come? Out of, according to Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs 4:15, out of the fountain of gardens, the well of living waters. When the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, Yisrael Lejoch, saw how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, led them and refreshed them, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, they began to offer praise, Isis, to Him, saying, thou art a good shepherd, for thou, the eye, has made us, I and I, never to lack thy goodness. He leadeth me. He leadeth I beside refreshing waters. Almei minuchota yenahleni. Rav Shmuel Samuel said, there are waters that are fit to drink, but not fit to wash in. And other waters are fit to wash in, but not fit to drink. But the waters of the well were fit to drink and fit to wash in. They brought refreshment to the body and health to the soul, to the nephesh, to the psyche. As it is said, Almei minuchota yenahleni, he leadeth me beside refreshing water, 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 water.
May the one who amen and I drink, as the scripture says, from within him will flow rivers of living water.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Strike the rock, for sovereign's not just God, just stone and panel pot, on the feet from mountaintops, not to rain to dry to rain, I give life to I the same, as it God and Jah reside, pushing from the end of my, take the flow and you will grow, only feel if you really know, meditation, feed yourself, as it's all like bird magnets, oh man, it's scattered like ashes. Angel bread, keep my strong fit. Where the cry of fallen flesh? He did it and become death. This goes for sight and goes for breath. Not just for fall to the ground. Draw words and crave no sound. King system basic bound. Vitality is in his verbs. Ordinances I observe. Strength and praises he deserves. Like a book, he reads your nerves. Consecrated Nazarite. Eating power like a tree sunlight. Oh, take a breath, the rope was tight. Oh, we got a fire out beyond the trod. There they defy the army of the living God. Jah clear the road, Jah take my load. Jah lights the streets tonight and then he takes us home. Like Moses strike the rock, rush the rest and not just drop, hit the stone and channel pop, when to feel from mountain top, no to rain, too dry to rain, I'll bring life to I the same, there's a God in Jah resides, rushing from the inner mind, drink the flow and you will grow, only feel if you really know. Meditate and feed yourself and gather thought like birds make nests. Mine is scattered like ashes. Angel bread keep by strong fish. Where the cry of fallen fish eat the dead and become dead. It goes for sight and breath, not just for fall to the ground. Each hour no bad sound crave. King's system got a base of pound. Vitality of verbs, ordinances I observe. Thanks and praises he deserves. Like a book, he reads your nerves, consecrated Nazarite, eating power like sunlight, take off chain and soul is light, keep a breath, that rope is tight. Oh, we got the fire from beyond the trod. Yeah, they defy the army of the living God. Jah clear the road. Jah holds my load. Jah lights the streets at night and he has take a home.
May the one who amen and I drink, as the scripture says, from within him will flow rivers of living water.
He restoreth my soul. Nafshia Yishoveh. He restoreth my soul. Nafshia Yishoveh. Means that Yisrael, Israel said, Ha'el, the true God, restores Nafshi, my soul, my psyche, restores she, my soul with Torah. Of that, it is said, even in Mizmor, in Psalm 19 and 8, the Torah of Jehovah is perfect, restoring the soul. He leadeth me, leadeth I, in the paths of mercy. He leadeth I in the paths of mercy. He guideth I, leadeth I. Yanacheni b'ma'igleyat edeka. That is, to manna, to quail, to waters of the well, to clouds of glory. And these are given to me, given to I, not because I have merit, but lema'an shemo, for his name's sake. Lema'an shemo, for his name's sake, for the Hashem's sake, for his name's sake. Yay! Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, gam ki eleka begayas al mavet. That is, though I walk upon the parched scalp of the midbar of the wilderness, I will fear no evil, for thou, the I, art with me, for thou, the I, art with I. Lo yira ra'a kiata imadi. I will fear no evil. Lo ira ra'a. For thou, the I, male, art with me, art with I. Kiata imadi. As it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus 13:21, Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of cloud. Try thy rod, and thy staff. They comfort me, they comfort I, thy rod and thy staff, Shiva teka ua misha anteka, heima ye nachemuni, thy rod, Shiva teka, and thy staff, ua misha anteka, they, heima, they comfort me, heima ye nachemuni. The rod is thy chastisement. The staff, thy Torah, Torateka, or thy rod and thy staff may be read as Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 3 and 1. Thy stay and thy staff. Stay being the written law, and staff the oral law, lest thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, might lead one to think that comfort from the written and the oral law may be had without chastisement. Therefore, the word only that begins the next verse. Only that begins the next verse. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 23, Hebraically, verse 6a. Makes the comforting conditional. Lest one might think that they comfort one only in this world. Therefore, the verse says first, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That is, in this world, and then says, and I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah forever. That is, in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. Ak tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol hayemei hachayi v'shavti b'beiti Yehovah le'oreka yamin. Thou, the I, preparest a table before me, before I, in the presence of mine enemies. Ta'eroka lefanai shulchan neged tzorai. A table of manna and quail, a table, shulchan, in the presence of mine enemies, negeda tzorai. Issi ben Akiba took these words to imply that the heaps of manna were 60 cubits high, And he who does not believe this, admit this to be true, he shall not look upon the sweetness to come. As is said, according to Job 20:17, he shall not look upon the rivers, the flowing streams of honey and curd. Another comment on, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Second verse of today's daily psalm, Binoota deshe yarbiseini. Another comment, this alludes to Dawid, to David, to David, when he fled from Shaul, from Saul. Note well, whither, where he fled, according to 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 22:5. Dawid, David, departed and came into the forest of Heret, Heret. Why was it called the forest of Heret, Heret, though it was once dry as a potsherd? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, covered it with blossoms out of the richness of the Olam Haba, of the world to come, as it is said even in Mizmor, in Psalm 63, verse 2, the C part, and verse 6, the A part, where it reads, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, Nafshi, my soul, shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me, leadeth I in the paths of mercy for his name's sake. Nafshia yishobe, yanacheni abema igleas edeka lima'ana shemo. Here David is saying that kingship came to him not for his own merit, but lima'an shemo, but for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk, I trod through the valley of the shadow of death. Gam ki eleka b'geyas al maweta. Means that David said, in the wilderness, the midbar of Zif, I will fear no evil. Lo ira ra'a. Why? Lama. Because thou, the eye, art with me, the eye art with I. Ki ata. Imadi, kiata imadi, the eye are with I, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, they comfort I. Shibateka, ua mishanteka, hey ma, ye na chemuni. The rod is chastisement, as in the phrase in Isaiah in Isaiah 9:63, the rod of his oppressor, the rod of his downpressor. And staff is HaTorah, that is as a staff to Yisrael. HaTorah, that is as a staff to Yisrael, to Israel. Now, lest the words, they will comfort me, ye nachemuni, might lead one to think that comfort from the written and the oral Torah law may be had without chastising. Therefore, the word only, that begins the next verse, makes the comforting conditional. Lest one think that they comfort me only in this world, the verse goes on to say, goodness, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Ak toba wa chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai, and I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah forever. Veshavtiya beiti Yehovah le'oreka yami. Goodness and mercy, toba wa chesed. Goodness and mercy both in this world and in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. Thou, the eye, preparest a table before I in the presence of my enemies. Ta'iroka lefanai, shulchan neged zorai. A table, a shulchan, refers to royalty, enemies, zorai, to doeg and achitofel. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. Deshanta b'shemen roshi kosi ruaya. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, the shanta vashemen roshi, with the oil, the shemen of royal anointing, royal messiahing, royal christening, and my cup, my cup, my cup, my cup, kosi rewaya, my chalice, my cup runneth over, kosi rewaya. That is the cup of salvation of Yeshua. Of that, the psalmist says, even in Mizmor, in Psalm 116 and 13, I will take the cup of salvation, the chalice of salvation, and call upon the name, the Hashem of Jehovah. What is meant by rewaya? What is meant by rewaya? Runneth over, full to overflowing. As in the words, even in Mizmor, in Psalm 65:11, abundantly watering, raweh, raweh, her ridges, raweh. Or, if you like, as in the verse in Mizmor, in Psalm 36 and 9, they are abundantly satisfied, yeruyun, yeruyun, with the fatness of beteka, of the ibet, the I house. And what is to be the measure of David's cup, of David's chalice in the Olam Haba, in the world to come? According to Rab, it is to be 221 logs. 221 being the numerical value of the letters in Rewaya, the Resh, the Wow, the Yod, and the Hey. 221, the numerical value of the Hebrew letters in Rewaya, namely the Resh, the Wow, the Yod, and the Hey. Rewaya runneth over. I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah, with Shabbati, Bebeita, Yahuwah. I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah, that is, in Ha-Hekal, in the temple, for length of days, for length of days, le'orek yamin, for length of days, le'orek yamin. That is, for a never-ending day. The rabbis, the Rebbeinot taught that this entire mizmor, this entire psalm, chant, intonation, it applies to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel. Thus, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Bino'ot adeshe yarbiseini refers to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim's promise. Even in Ezekiel 34:15, I will feed my sheep, and I will cause them to lie down. He leadeth me beside refreshing waters. Almei menuchota yenahileni also refers to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim's promise, even from Ezekiel 47 and 12 that reads, and by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow every tree for food, and the fruit thereof shall be for food, and the leaf thereof for healing, literufa, for healing, literufa. Rab and Shmuel and Samuel differed as to the meaning of literufa. One said it means to heal, literufa, as to open the mouth of the dumb, lehatir peh. And the other said it means to heal, literufa, as to open the womb, lehatir peh, of barren women. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of mercy for his name's sake. Nafshia yishobev, yanacheni abima igles edek litma'an shemo. This means that Yisrael, Israel said, in the age to come, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim will restore me, restore I from exile, not for my own merit, but lema'an shemo, for his name's sake, lema'an shemo. Yea, though I walk, though I trod through the valley of the shadow of death, gam ki elek be'gayat al mawet. This alludes to chastisement in Gehenna, whose fire, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, will cool for me, for I. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, they comfort I. Shiva teka ua mishanteka, hey ma ye nachemuni. Rod, shiva teka, thy rod is the afflictions in exile that I bore to hallow, to set apart, shemeka, to set apart the I name. Staff, ua mishanteka. Staff is the sustaining merit of Torateka, of thy law. With that I occupy myself. I occupy myself in exile. Hey ma, yeah, nachmuni. Hey ma, ye nachmuni. They comfort me. They comfort I. Hey ma, ye nachmuni. Scripture says, comfort ye, nachamu, nachamu. Y'all, my people, are me, saith your Elohim. Bid Yerushalayim, bid Jerusalem, take heart. According to Yeshaya, Isaiah 40 and 1, thou preparest a table before me, before I. Ta'roka lefanai, shulchan negeda, sorai. Thou preparest a table. A table, a shulchan, up on which the flesh of Leviathan, up on a table upon which the flesh of Leviathan, of Behemoth, and these of the field shall be set out. Thou preparest a table before me, a shulchan upon which the flesh of Leviathan, of Behemoth, of these of the field shall be set out. A table in the presence of mine enemies. Ta eroka le fanai, shulchan neged sorarai. From the midst of Gehenna, Harasha, the Rishaim, the wicked, the ratchet, will see the shulchan, the table, and be put to shame. As is said in Yeshayahu, in Yeshaya, in Isaiah, Isaiah 26:11. They shall see thy zeal for thy people and be put to shame. Yea, fire shall devour thine adversaries. Thou hast anointed Roshi, Rase, my head, with oil. The Shanta Bashemen Roshi refers to Moshiach HaMelech, King Messiah, who will be anointed with the oil of anointing. This refers to King Messiah, the Shanta Bashemen Roshi. Thou, the eye, anointest my head, Roshi, Rase, Rastafari, with oil. Refers to Moshiach HaMelech, King Messiah, who will be anointed Messiah with the oil of Messiahing, the oil of anointing. Kosi Rewaya. My cup, my chalice, runneth over. Kosi Rewaya. That is the cup of deliverance, of my deliverance. That is a cup of comforting. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Ak tova chesed yirdefuni. Kol yimei chayai. Follow I. For the 1,000 years that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will grant anew to His world. And I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah, with Shabti, Be'beti Yehovah, Le'orek Yamin. In the Heikal, in the temple, HaHeikal, may it be soon, may it be built soon, and in our days, amen, wa-amen, yuhun, yuhun. For length of days, le-orek yamin, for time, never, ever ending, for the Iowa never ending, that is, life in the olam haba, in the world to come, 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 to come,
to come. What is true? and David my servant shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, 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 evermore.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The whole place is due for
I shall never pray.
Them mosey things say, them can't stop me from sing.
Cause I saw the light, no more in dark. Bless them, put me in the light.
Yeah. One man me fear, ready Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield, without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet scatter. Me a thought is real, the pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta.
I didn't bring this out in the audible. The Hebrew words, you're going to hear the part, lehatir teh. That can mean like to unloosen something, like to unbelt, to allow something, the opening of the mouth, lehatir teh. Teh is the mouth. And this note right here, we're zooming in on this note right here, the distinction, right, of the Hebrew meaning of teh. So we have the like peh and the fat and the two point of the pi and the phi. In other words, the peh as the mouth of the face, and also the peh here in this audible here as the mouth of the womb or the mouth of the matrix. Right here, 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 a little extra audible, zooming in and bringing out some of the Hebrew right here, here, here. Yes, sir. Shema.
It applies to the B'nai Yisrael.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. So here, look, oh, expanded Midrash. The Midrash here for today, Psalm Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Kaf Gamel. Psalm 23, 23rd Psalm here in the Midrash. In the 7th of Perek, the Zain Perek, it says, the Rebanim, the scholars of Torah known as the rabbis, taught that this entire Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Kaf Gamel, Psalm 23, it applies to the Bnei Yisrael. It applies to the sons, to the children of Israel, Yasharallah. Thus, quote, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Be an ot deshe, yara bitzei ani. He maketh me to lay down in green pastures. Be an ot deshe, yara bitzei ni. He maketh I to lay down in green pastures. This refers to Ha'ilahim, to Ha'elohim, to Hashem's promise, according to Yechezkel Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 15, where it reads, I will feed my sheep, and I will cause them to lie down. I will cause them to lay down. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 15. Ani er'eh tzoni wa'ani arbitzeim nu'um Adonai Yahweh. I will feed my sheep. Ani er'eh tzoni. I, ani er'eh. Feed. Shepherd, feed. Ani er'eh tzoni. My sheep. Wa'ani. And I. Wa'ani. And I. Arbitzeim. I will cause them. Arbitzeim. To lay down. Nu'um. The oracle. Adonai Yahweh. Adonai Yahweh, the oracle saith, the oracle, the Nu'um of the sovereign, he who be who he be. I will feed, ani er'eh, cause them to lie down, arbitzeim. A dutiful shepherd, ro'eh, watches over his flock, both when the sheep are feeding and when they lay down to rest. Ani er'eh, tzoni, wa'ani arbitzeim, Nu'um Adonai Yahweh. Almei menuchot yenahleini. He leadeth me beside refreshing waters, still waters, refreshing waters. Almei, and upon the waters menuchot, refreshing menuchot, lemei menuchot, refreshing waters. All upon, on. Almei menuchot yenahleini ani. He leadeth ani, I. Almei minuchot yinahileini. This refers to Ha'ilahim, Ha'elohim, the power. True God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, his promise is yea and his amen. Even in Yechezkel, in Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 12, that reads, and by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow every tree for food, and the fruit thereof shall be for food, and the leaf thereof for healing. Li terufa, for healing. Li terufa. Wa'alahan nahala, ya'ille Allah, sifato mize, u mize kola eita, ma'ikala, lo yibola alehua, willoa yitoma priyo, lea chodashayo, ye bakira, kia me mayo mean, ha mikdash, heima yotzim, wea haya, wahaya. Priyo le ma'achal we alehu litarufa, and by the river upon the bank thereof we al ha nachala ya'ille Allah sifato mizeh, on this side and on that side mizeh u mizeh on this side and on that side shall grow every tree for food. Call eitza ma'ikal. Call eight ma'ichal, every tree good for food, every tree good for food, whose leaf shall not wither, lo yibola alehu, neither shall the fruit thereof fail, with lo yitoma priyo, it shall bring forth new fruit every month, la chodashayo ye bakira, because ki the waters thereof issue out of the sanctuary. Ki me mayo mina ha mikdash. and the fruit thereof shall be for food. Hema yotayima wehaya wehaya priyo lemachal we alehu, and the leaf thereof we alehu litarufa we alehu litarufa, and the leaf thereof for healing, litarufa litarufa for healing, litarufa. Here, by the river, we'al ha nachal, v'al ha nachal, we'al ha nachal, nachal, the river, shall grow every tree, call eight, ma'echal, every tree, for food, for edible. For edibility. The fertility of the banks along the river referred to in Yechezkel chapter 47 verse 7 is here described in detail. The trees will not only produce fruit in abundance, bearing a new crop every month, but the leaves will be possessed of curative powers. Apart from its literal meaning, the image of the river also indicates the moral regeneration, the good morale regeneration, being born again, that would be effected by the existence of HaHekal, the existence of the temple, and the spiritual bliss that will ensue. Here, Yechezkel, wa'ala ha'nachala ya'ille ala sefato mizeu mize kol ha'eitza ma'echal lo ha'yibol aleihu lo yitom ha'priyo la chodashayo ha'yibakir ki ha'memayo ha'mina ha'mikdash. Hey ma, yotzei ma, we haya. We hayu, we haya, priyo, le maichal, we alehu, litarufa. And the fruit thereof shall be for food, and the leaf thereof, litarufa, for healing. Rab and Shemuel, they differed as the meaning of litarufa, for healing, for tarufa, tarufa healing, litarufa. One said it means to heal, as to open the mouth, the opening of the mouth, as to open the mouth of the dumb. Le hatir pe, le hatir pe. And the other said it means to heal, litarufa, as to open the womb, as to open the matrix, as to open the womb. Le hatir pe, le hatir pe, litarufa, litarufa, le hatir pe, litarufa, of barren woman. Wa'ala ha nachala ya'ille ala sifato mize u mize kol eitza manchal loa yibol alehu we loa yitom apriyo la chodashayo yibakir kia me mayo min ha mikdash heima yotzayima we haya apriyo ale manchal we alehu litarufa litarufa for healing and the fruit thereof shall be for food, and the leaf thereof for healing. Kol eitza ma'ekal we alehu litarufa, 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 litarufa.
Check it now. You just check it now. People drink a lot of alcohol, right? And they get drunk, right? No, when you get drunk, you don't really meditate. You're just drunk and you feel miserable. No, when we smoke. Transplanted heart.
Thank you.